make it clear that even though my building pass doesn't work anymore, I'm still doing the radio show, and it's still, you know, in many places, it's going to be on July 5th, just as it always has been. And for other people, johngibson.com will still connect you to the show. But guess what? The band is back together here for at least a moment on line 11, Angry Rich, and on line 12, Bob. Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Hello there. Is this customer service for johngibson.com? I'm trying to call and sign up for a membership to johngibson.com, and I just...
johngibson.com.
I'm having trouble.
I knew this was going to be a mistake.
You know this is? I'm trying to buy my membership to the johngibson.com podcast.
Okay. We all get it, guys.
Quick question. Is the dumb button working?
Yes, and Christine is on it, so just remember that. And Bob, don't forget, we have a whole weekend together. Just remember, it's Friday, Bob.
Can I speak to Bob for a second?
Don't we miss this, guys?
Bob?
Robert, I'm serious.
I want to talk to your husband. Bob, how are you doing?
I
pray for you every night. Light a candle for you every night.
What are you talking about? He's fine. He's happy. Right, Bob?
I am extraordinarily happy.
Bob, tell him how happy you are.
I just did.
Say it again.
This is like now it's turning into a hostage video.
I think five years of therapy won't fix.
He doesn't go to therapy. Stop it.
He should.
Rich.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going really great. This is like a total flashback.
I have a flashback.
It's like we've never left.
John, Rich, yes. And Bob, I have a flashback that I would like to play. Steven, both of you boys, be quiet. Steven, hit it.
Hello.
Hi, President Reagan. It's Christine from the John Gibson Show. How are you?
I'm dead.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hello, John Gibber Gibson gal. A little alliteration from heaven for you.
Thanks. Anyway, wanted to know if you could come on and discuss Newt Gingrich and Mike Huckabee saying the Reagan Revolution is over.
Hucka what? That pudgy bastard Gingrich couldn't survive a presidential vetting process, so he's taking a dump on my legacy.
Well, actually...
I ended communism for criminy sakes.
I didn't mean...
And Mike Huckabee dares pronounce my glorious defeat of communism and vindication of laissez-faire economics, that punk-ass piece of... Tell me, Christine.
Yes?
Has he nailed himself to a cross in some TV commercial yet?
No, Mr. President.
Just a matter of time. Listen, Toots, I've got a racquetball game lined up with Dostoevsky and Marlon Brando. Old Dutch is out of here. Say hello to John Boy. God bless you and God bless America.
Those were the days, huh?
Can you imagine what President Reagan would say about the political times now?
Yeah,
I can tell you. I would say johngibson.com.
Okay.
And johngibson.com.
Hey, Bob, you know, I somehow lost your bomb that you used to blow up people. Could I have it back, please?
You sure can. We just got to find it.
It's lurking around here somewhere, but I just haven't been able to locate it.
We can find it and we'll get it to you.
Would you guys like to hear a little more?
Yes.
Well, I want to go bring it back to the days of when I was being tortured when I was getting married and I was trying to plan my wedding and all of you thought I was some sort of bridezilla.
She told us she wouldn't do it.
I won't.
She promised it wouldn't happen.
Okay, mark my words.
But much like President Obama and his campaign promises, she went back on her word.
I will not be a bridezilla.
You can run.
Can I say something?
You can hide. But you can't escape.
Screw you.
Bridezilla.
Not my finest moments.
She was a
well,
living nightmare.
You got through it.
During that period of time.
I was not a nightmare. I was a bride trying to plan a beautiful wedding, and that you all attended, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
Do you remember me saying on the air that if you moved in next to me, I would set my house on fire?
That's
how bad it was.
I tried to ignore that.
Can I say something to
John? On that? A little bit of background on that, Rich.
Okay,
you said that you put her into a tailspin for about three nights at home. She just internalized it, went home, and then took it out on me.
Well, I just didn't understand why you wouldn't want to live next to me. It was hurtful.
I think Bob can explain that better than me, but...
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to either, Rich.
You know who...
I want to say something. Can I say something to John?
Yes.
John, it was a pleasure and honor and always easy to work for you.
Bob, you want to expand on that?
I think Rich was setting something up. I'm waiting
for the punchline.
Where's the punchline, Christine?
That was Christine.
What is he doing? Jesus Christ, what is he doing, Christine? What is he doing? That is not how you set it up, you f***ing ass. Jesus. Move it. Give the number out. Anything. Do it. What are you laughing at, Bob? Jesus.
That was always fun.
But there was some times when Angry Rich was not so angry.
Whether he's pruning the hydrangeas in his garden.
Yeah, you got it.
Cuddling with his wife while watching The Bachelor. Or taking care of his new puppy, Sammy.
Whee!
Rich isn't always so mad.
Blah, blah, blah.
Join us, won't you, as we delve into the personal life of a complicated man.
I'm Angry Rich.
For a segment we like to call Not So Angry Rich.
So touchy.
Great. Remind me that my dog's dead.
I just said in John's ear, whoops, I forgot about Sammy. Oh,
wow. Well, I mean, come on. All it says is it was so long ago that it's a complete lifespan of a dog.
I know. Poor Sammy died at 7.
Well, I'm sorry.
Let me go have a cocktail here. Hold on.
You know who I liked when they called in? I loved Ooh. When...
Wait, Christine, before you finish, can I say something?
Yeah,
I think it's very admirable you try to actually produce the segment. I hear you going into these ins and outs, and you're trying to play the sound, and it's really, really well done, because you're such a super producer.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm saying it brings back great memories when you had a plan, and me and John and Rich didn't let your plan
happen.
Forget
it. I'm done. Just forget it. John, honestly, I'm done. I wish I never called them, too. Seriously. Forget it. Steven, you can do this from now on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm crying again. This is so funny.
The weird thing is, when I worked there, I did not socialize with anybody, Christine or Bob, or you.
Yeah.
And, that's not true, Rich. We went to a Christmas party one time.
Oh, yeah. We went to a Christmas party when we first got hired, and a guy named Joel Morton led us on a wild goose chase around Manhattan. He gave us the wrong place where it was.
You guys need to get over that. It's been like 13 years.
I'm never going to get over it.
Never forget.
But anyways, now I talk to Christine. How often, Bob?
At least every other night.
Yes. And me and John have been...
At minimum.
We've been to the horse events. Mm-hmm. We've spent many a drunken night listening to Velcro Pygmies in a place in... in Texas here?
Yeah, so. They're doing my new music.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I got Cam to send me a bunch of music.
I think she never believed that we would have a relationship after this, but we have a better relationship after that.
Well, we did up until about 5 minutes ago.
And Bob and Christine have been to the ranch?
Yes.
They've actually worked the show in the Texas studio.
You know who else has been to the ranch?
Gibson, I created this flora and fauna you prance around on your Texas ranch. I created the stones and marble that steadied your dalliances on the island of Manhattan. I created everything, including my son Obama. And you will drive the car he wants you to drive. You will make beer runs at a 10-horse event towing your steed in an Obama car. It was foretold. John Gibson of Fox News will drive an Obama car for the greater good. He will drive a new model called the Ford Pelosi. It will come standard with the following items: hemp upholstery, patchouli oil air fresheners, a 75 horsepower dual infused battery ethanol engine, a built-in propane bong torch, and an MP3 player featuring singles from artists like Kanye West, The Grateful Dead, The Indigo Girls, and a never never-ending loop of Keith Olbermann's special comments. Maybe, just maybe, you'll drive yourself into a f***ing tree. You will be his victim.
Oh, man. Okay.
That my life was being called a idiot sidekick by Keith Olbermann.
That was my favorite.
Idiot sidekick.
Angry Rich, Bob,
yep.
Thank you for everything over the years, and thanks for calling in today. I got to take a break.
Radio.com. John Gibson.
I got to take a break. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.